Usually when the economy is strong, many Americans tend to drive more because they feel they can afford the gasoline. But new transportation numbers show that fewer Americans are driving and more are taking public transit, despite the good economy. For more on what's driving, no pun intended, the trends, let's bring in Seth Kaplan, Here Now's transportation analyst. Hi, Seth. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to you.
Likewise, Jeremy. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Well, let's hear more about this. Give us more of the details, because this is kind of a continuation of a trend in favor of public transit.
It is. And if anything, it seems to be strengthening. You know, for the second quarter, so we talked about this a few months ago, increase in public transit ridership, but it was a tiny one. The headline then was that it had increased at all after years of declines, but we're talking less than 0.5%. For the third quarter, these are the new numbers, an increase of over 2%. So a solid gain. And within that overall increase, even bus ridership was up. That hadn't increased since, I had to go back to 2013 to find a quarter with an increase in bus ridership. If the fourth quarter is positive at all, we're going to be looking at an overall increase for all of 2019. That also the first time that would be in several years.
And which city saw the biggest jump?
Well, New York City, the subway was up 8%. Washington, D.C.'s metro up 7%. And so because those cities are just so big in terms of the total numbers, they were able to pull up the overall numbers, despite some declines in other cities, Chicago, Miami, Los Angeles, and Atlanta, all down to varying degrees.
So what do we know about why we're seeing this increase? Is it more of a supply issue that cities are finally starting to build better transit, or is it something that more Americans are demanding?
A little of both. Demand clearly changing. Americans moving back into cities, for example, that helps. But on the supply side, some creative things going on. You know, earlier this month, Jeremy, I was on a packed, standing room only rush hour bus, not in New York or Boston or Chicago or San Francisco, but in Richmond, Virginia. You know, and I kind of had to pinch myself because a mid-sized southern city, not where you might expect to see that. But what they've done there is what's called bus rapid transit. Usually when we think about rapid transit, you know, a public transportation vehicle that has its own lane going faster than cars. Over the years, we've thought about trains and the billions of dollars generally that it takes to build them. You either had the money or you didn't. But what Richmond has done, like other cities, is, bus rapid transit. The bus has its own lane. The traffic signals turn green as it's approaching. And the people there at the transit department tell me it's exceeded their expectations. And it's not the only place where a city has done something like that.
Another part of the story is that younger people are driving less. Teenagers drove 24% less in 2017 than they did in 2001.
Yes. And I remember, Jeremy, when I turned 16, it was on a Saturday, and I felt ripped off because I had to wait till a Monday to take my
to get
test
your license,
and get my
right.
driver's license. And yet now, you know, I don't even own a car. I can relate better to the 16-year-olds today who are delaying that decision than I can to myself back then. That's clearly a trend. You know, and it's other things, too. People working from home, young adults who just don't need to drive as much.
Seth, I just have to ask you, I know that, you know, we're ready to have you do this segment from home, but you wanted to come in to the studio so that your daughter could see NPR. Is she having fun?
Yes. Abriana is here and she loves it. She's my colleague, wants to be treated like just like any other adult here. And she is having a great day.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to both of you. And take care. Thanks.
Likewise, Jeremy. You too.